This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Thousands took to Hong Kong streets Sunday in a new wave of pro-democracy protests. Police fired tear gas after some demonstrators hurled bricks and smoke bombs, breaking a pause in violence that has persisted during the six-month-long movement. Other protesters carrying American flags and banners marched to the U.S. consulate. AP's Sarah Bassett reports.
The pro-democracy protesters marched to the U.S. consulate to thank America for approving legislation last week that would sanction Hong Kong and Chinese officials for any human rights abuses in the city. Some held banners reading, "President Trump, please liberate Hong Kong," and "Let's make Hong Kong great again." This protester urged the U.S. to continue taking action against China.
Just stay with Hong Kong and free Hong Kong and peace, boycott China.
Demonstrators want to keep pressure on city leader Carrie Lam after pro-democracy candidates won a landslide victory in a district council election a week ago. The protests kicked off in June following a mainland extradition bill, which many see as an erosion of rights and freedoms under China. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Iraq's parliament approved the resignation of the embattled prime minister on Sunday. This after 2 months of violent unrest that have left more than 420 people dead and thousands mourning them in nationwide marches. Albania's prime minister is calling on the international community for financial aid and expert assistance to help the country recover from last week's 6.4 magnitude earthquake that killed 51 people and left thousands homeless. A regional bus in Tunisia crashed off a hill Sunday morning, killing 22 passengers. The Interior Ministry says 21 additional passengers are being treated at nearby hospitals. For more on any of these stories, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russian emergency officials say 19 people died Sunday when their bus plunged off a bridge onto a frozen river in eastern Siberia. Another 22 people were injured in the accident. An Australian academic freed by the Taliban in a prisoner swap has spoken of his long and torturous ordeal as a hostage in Afghanistan. At a news conference, Timothy Weeks says the time he spent as a hostage with the Taliban had an unimaginable effect on him.
At times I felt as if my death was imminent and that I would never return to see those that I loved again. But by the will of God, I am here. I am alive and I am safe. And I am free. There's nothing else in the world that I need.
He and an American captive, Kevin King, were freed this month in exchange for three senior militants held by the Afghan authorities. Weeks says their release came suddenly.
After almost 1,200 days, our ordeal ended as abruptly as it had begun, and a Black Hawk helicopter lifted me from the parched soils of Afghanistan.
The pair had been held for three years after being abducted outside the American University of Afghanistan in Kabul, where they worked as professors. The House Intelligence Committee is wrapping up the investigative phase of its impeachment inquiry into U.S. President Donald Trump. A Tuesday evening meeting is planned to vote on its report. Then the House Judiciary Committee will take the lead as the Democratic-led House pushes closer to a possible vote on charges against President Trump. Representatives of nearly 200 countries begin annual climate talks in Madrid Monday. On Sunday, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres spoke with reporters, saying global efforts to stop climate change have been utterly inadequate.
We must stop our war against nature, and science tells us that we can do it.
A pair of grim United Nations reports published in recent days underscore the scope and real-life impact of insufficient climate action. A fragment of wood believed to be from the manger where Jesus was laid after his birth arrived in Bethlehem on Saturday as a gift from the Pope, kicking off Christmas celebrations. Reuters' Conway Ginnins reports.
The people of Bethlehem have received what is believed to be a little piece of Jesus' history in a kickoff to the Christmas holiday season. This small piece of wood, just a few inches long, is said to be part of the manger where Jesus laid his head after his humble birth in the town revered as his birthplace. The relic, a gift from the Vatican, arrived in Bethlehem on Saturday after a Friday unveiling at the Notre Dame of Jerusalem Center. The relic, which was greeted by marching bands, was placed in St. Catherine's Church at the Church of the Nativity compound in Manger Square.
From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.